39 degrees. 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. We've got the WGCH National News Report coming up on the hour at 8. I'll have our top local stories at 8:05. And then during the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have our Greenwich Real Estate Report coming up with Louisa Green, board member, and some other guests as well. And then right after 8:30, we'll be checking in with the Junior League of Greenwich. They've got a lot of events coming up, and their president, Elizabeth Payton, will join me. WGCH Sioux Center time is 7:51. First Thursday of the month, though, means State Representative Libby Florin of Greenwich, working on short sleep, we understand, this morning. Representative, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Good, thanks.
Good. All right. So last night, the Finance Committee working late?
We did. I guess we ended around 10, so I got home at 11:30. But it was well worth it. I really was very, very pleased that our budget, which is where, you know, that's my end of things, our bond bill came to fruition, so that was great. Widespread
okay.
support.
What, for the debt diet, so to speak, you mean?
Yeah, the debt diet, and what we did, we saved the entire bond package. I mean, we're on the debt diet, but we didn't cause starvation. And that was my goal, and we put money back for housing, education, and aid to municipalities, and that was great. Plus, we're funded a lot of transportation infrastructure improvements.
Okay. Now, there is also the some of the expansions the governor wanted on sugary sodas and such were replaced, I guess, with taxes on restaurant food.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But we were able to get rid of a lot of nuisance taxes on haircuts, architectural services, engineering services, veterinarian services, all of those were taken off. So that was great.
I was just mentioning to Eric Getty at the CBIA, I was at the vet's office yesterday for our cats, and they had a sign there about this tax on veterinary services. So that was deleted, you're saying?
It was deleted from our finance budgetary proposal. Now, as you know, things can change. I mean, there are going to be a lot of backroom negotiations, leadership negotiations, trade-offs. But I think everybody viewed that litany of new and expanded taxes, mainly on services. It was just nuisance. It was going to make people really, really angry. And it wasn't going to net that much money either. So.
Now, one of the things is, whether you're for or against it, I guess the state is planning for recreational marijuana to become a reality, and I guess they're setting a tax rate for that?
Well, they did. But it's coming at a real cost, because built into that tax rate are educational programs, enforcement, increases for, detection devices. So I'm not real sure how firm that is yet.
And do you think that recreational marijuana will be passed this session?
I did a while ago. Now I'm not so sure. I mean, there are just more and more public hearings and people coming forth with their tales of how their lives are basically ruined, beginning with marijuana. And we're also very much, concerned about opioid addiction and other addictions. And, you know, it's building to be more of a debate than I thought. I truly thought it was just going to be a done deal, and now I'm not so sure.
All right, another one that maybe in flux is the electronic tolling, and you're part of a forum against to talk about tolls on May 13th.
Absolutely. The two ranking members, the Republican ranking members on the Transportation Committee, have traveled the state informing people about tolls and what we can do instead of tolls. So Laura Devlin and Henry Martin are coming to Greenwich on the 13th of May at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. and we'll be in the town hall meeting room.
Open
discussion. Anybody can come.
Sure. And what can be done instead of tolls?
Well, there are a lot of things. I mean, there are trucks. There's tolls just on trucks. There are increases in the gas tax. There are savings. We just had a bond commission meeting on April 2nd with 14 items, 8 of which were transportation related. So, I mean, that was amazing. We paved 220 miles of roads, fixed bridges just in our area alone. We have done so much within the framework that we have now. And I think we should just keep going. Because, frankly, if you travel the Merritt or I-95, there is so much construction going on, we can't really do too much all at once anymore. I mean, it would just be devastating.
All right. I know you want to talk about an event that took place this past Monday, the Connecticut Women United, their first meeting at the Archery Teen Center. How did that go?
That was really exciting. It was organized by Icy France and Allison Cohen and Kimberly Salib. And we had about 150 women and some very brave men who attended. And it was a very inclusive evening. And it gave us an opportunity to be informed about and engaged in the future of our state. And the whole goal of the meeting was to have a constructive dialogue about the ways we can work together to make Connecticut an even better place to live and work and raise a family. And I was told that that was the first of many such meetings that are going to be, you know, proposed and organized. I think the next one they're thinking about is real estate, which is obviously a hot topic. The Round Hill Association had a panel last night, in fact, on just, you know, that very subject of what's going on with real estate in our town. So I'm looking forward to it.
All right, good. And then finally, the opioid epidemic roundtable you attended last Friday. What were your thoughts about that?
I thought that was truly amazing. Lieutenant Governor Bisewitz came, and Senator Blumenthal, and Congressman Himes, and I was there, and also our co-chair of the Insurance Committee, Sean Scanlon, came all the way from Guilford to talk about the things that we're doing to try to solve this epidemic. And I know in insurance what we're working on is mental health parity and also to have addiction treatment covered by health insurance. So it was enlightening and sad.
Right, but I guess sad and uplifting, I guess, at the same time.
Exactly. That's the word I was looking for.
Okay.
And if I hadn't been up until 11:30, I might have found it.
All right. Well, we appreciate you calling in, and take care. We'll talk to you next month.
Bye.
Bye. State Representative Livvy Florin joins us the first Thursday of every month. Next Thursday, State Representative Stephen Meskers. WGCH Sioux Center time is 7:59.
Mostly cloudy for today with a